The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Who is the tall, dark stranger there? Maverick is the name. Riding the trail to who knows where. Luck is his companion. Gambling is his game.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Maverick is a legend of the West.
And good morning, everyone. It's the Wake Up Crew. That's right. We're sponsored by, this morning and every morning, by America's Thrift Stores. Big savings are coming to Murfreesboro's America's Thrift Stores. It's opening soon at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, offering up to 70% off name brand items. It's like a new store every day. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for details. So it is on the way. It's coming. In and out's coming. All those things. And it's Hump Day.
Hump Day.
And we've got a big slate of action over the weekend. Man, huge. Riverdale hosts Blackman Friday at 6:30 on WGNS and Big GTV. MTSU's at Wisconsin, 1:30 on Saturday. Tennessee versus ETSU. Vandy's at Virginia Tech. And the Titans will travel to Denver for the debut of Cam Ward. Cameron Ward. Now, yesterday, you all denied me a chance to talk about some food. I went to a restaurant. So this is going to be called Taco Wednesday.
It's Taco Wednesday.
All right.
Wednesday.
Are you fading out?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. My friends here at the Waking Crew, Originally it was a contract that was signed by Dalton and Brian that he would get to
It was at least signed by me.
It would get to go to lunch once a month as a result of his job working here on Saturdays.
Part of my negotiations for doing the Saturday morning coaches show was that I would have monthly lunch provided to me.
Other engineer at this station has that.
Can you produce that paperwork is my question.
Yes. I forged your signature.
I witnessed it, the forgery. So we went to Jack Brown's. Now,
we've been hyping up Jack Brown's to you for a long time.
I'm gonna, and here's my critique. Now, considering I had four donuts and two biscuits at the coach's show, I by the time we got there, I was still pretty hungry because you helped me fix a flat tire on my car. So it was about, what, 1-ish, 1:30-ish?
Something like that.
Yeah. So I had a pretty good appetite. The food was absolutely delicious. French fries were just perfect. They were hot, but they weren't steaming that it would burn your tongue.
Mm-hmm. We got to see them, witness them putting all this stuff together.
We had to sit at the bar. That was the only negative of the whole thing. We didn't get a booth because they were so crowded. But the food was absolutely great. I had the Gonzo burger?
The Dr. Gonzo.
Dr. Gonzo with mushrooms. Onions,
bacon, Swiss cheese.
Whew, boy, it just melted in my mouth. It was absolutely great. I will go back.
We also finished it off with a round of fried Oreos dipped in peanut butter.
That was probably the greatest part of it, really.
I had a lot of peanut butter that day.
Brian liked it. Brian was unable to hear us.
Yes, he did not wear his hearing aids.
The crowd was really big and it was noisy. Mm. But food was absolutely great. Now, somewhere else that I went that I haven't been in a long, long time. And when was our football game? Oh yeah, last Thursday. I decided to go for lunch to Jeff's. And I ordered chicken and dressing, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, all carbs, I realize. It was absolutely, and two hot water cornbreads.
Mm. Can't beat the hot water cornbread.
I took it home. I didn't eat there. I took it home and put it in the microwave for about 30 seconds. Absolutely great. And that's where I'm suggesting we go to our next
outing.
Yeah, and then you get to pick.
Yeah, we'll alternate who gets to pick.
And it's just down the road. It's not far, just like Jack Brown's. Just very close by.
What do you feel about crystals?
I like crystals.
I like crystals.
So I'm assuming that's where you're taking us on that one.
It's been since, I guess, last Thanksgiving that I made it. But you remember I made hot water cornbread. And it's way easier than you'd think to make.
I know I have made hot water cornbread. And it isn't.
It's not bad.
We don't have time for you to tell the audience how to make it, but it's really, really good. But it is rather simple.
Yeah.
You have to get the temperature right.
You just fry it, basically.
Yeah, basically. Seriously, some really good stuff. That's Taco Wednesday, and we're going to talk about something else besides food later on. Here's the weather coming up at 6:17.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. A few showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 86 degrees. Winds variable around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday night, mostly clear. Slight chance for more showers and storms, but mainly well after midnight. Lows drop to 64. Then a better chance for showers and storms on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 65.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Shut up and say, well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Support First Shot at Autumn at the Alley. It will be held at Saddlewoods Farm on Franklin Road in Murfreesboro on Wednesday, September 25th from 6 until 9 p.m. It supports First Shot STEM Academy and Academic All-Stars initiatives. The night is a fantastic event with unique tastings from various spirit brands and great wines and food from the Alley on Main. Top the night off with a fabulous silent auction. Go to firstshottn.org for more information and see you at Autumn at the Alley September 25th.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Dodgers' lead in the NL West is still 2.5 games over the Padres, who lost at home 6-2 to Baltimore. The Dodgers lost 9-7 at Pittsburgh, although Shohei Ohtani hit his 46th home run of the season. Cal Raleigh of Seattle hit his 51st of the year, but the Mariners dropped a 6-5 decision at Tampa Bay. The Rays have won 5 straight. The Yankees won 7-1 at Houston. The Giants have won 9 of their last 10 games after a 7-4 victory at Colorado. The Rockies now have a record of 39-100 this season. Arizona ended Texas' 6-game winning streak 5-3. The Cubs edged Atlanta 4-3. Wins for the Mets, Toronto, and Boston beat Cleveland 11-7 with 4 runs in the bottom of the 8th. Ohio State is number 1 in the new college football polls. Penn State is still number 2. LSU is up to number 3 in AP. And at the U.S. Open, men's number 2 Carlos Alcaraz advanced to the semis, as did Novak Djokovic.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:21 here on The Wake Up Crew. We're powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. Manage your power with the MyMTE app. You can track energy, pay bills, and more. MTE serving our community since 1936. I said we weren't going to talk about food, but you got me talking again a little bit, just a little bit. Martin's potato buns is what they do, have Jack Brown's,
yes,
and that Jimmy Nick's. You know, I used to buy butter bread, you know, the Martin's butter bread, a little high in calories, but boy, it's good. You don't really ever get a bad loaf.
Megan, because she makes a sandwich for lunch every day, and she gets the Martin's potato bread. That is her bread of choice.
It's yellow. It's kind of yellow. Yeah,
and she loves it.
Yeah.
It's very soft.
Yes.
It's like eating a pillow.
Now, I've had really good luck lately with just regular bunny bread.
Yeah.
Hard to beat.
Especially the half loaves.
You know, I've got a full loaf of bread that I bought a month ago, and I haven't opened it.
I'm bad about that. Some weeks I eat a lot of bread, and then some weeks I don't eat as much.
I very rarely make a sandwich. That's just not a go-to for me. I'll make, like, ramen or, egg or something.
You would think with the calories in that, it's not too bad. You know, 70, 140 plus whatever your meat is, then you're around 200 calories for a decent little lunch. I love bread, so that's my downfall. But
kind of like Oprah. I love bread.
Yeah, I love bread.
Me too.
But I'm going to start the calorie thing again. I tried to do the low carb, and I just don't have time to cook that.
I was thinking,
don't like to cook breakfast. I hate to cook breakfast.
Now is a really good time of year to jump back into a diet, because you can really get rolling before Christmas.
Yep.
And then, you know, you can blow the whole thing out over the holidays and then get back to it in January. So it's
so hot, you don't want to go outside.
Right.
Yeah. Or spend any time outside. So you eat, you know.
Yeah.
I had a Demas's hamburger steak last week with the zucchini.
Mm.
Man, that bread just melted in my mouth.
Man, that hamburger steak. Mm.
I made a sandwich out of it with the rolls and that.
Yeah.
Got onions on top. Oof. My goodness, it was good.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have for this segment. I am going to tell you that our good neighbor of the day is Brett Rigsby.
Who?
Brett Rigsby.
Are you kidding?
A constant listener to this show.
Wow, congratulations.
And he critiques this show. He really does.
Who nominated him?
I don't know. He wouldn't be my good neighbor. He critiques us all the time. From music to electrical, he gets everything taken care of. Brett Rigsby is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. And boy, is Daryl going to be hot.
Yeah.
Daryl is not going to be happy with that selection. Wow. All right. What else do you do, Brian?
Send in that good neighbor of the day by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450. WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor gets them to us as well. And don't forget your birthdays for this 3rd of September. Call, text, let us know.
Well, here in the U.S., it's National Bowling Day, so go out tonight and pick you up a ball and hit some bowling pins.
I quit bowling after they told me I bowled like Fred Flintstone. I just quit bowling. And I was a pretty good bowler then. Mm. I went back the other way. Nothing. 6:24 here on the Wake Up Crew.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit. All thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Nunley. Metro Nashville police are working to identify 4 young people connected to an attack that occurred on the Siegenthaler pedestrian bridge over the weekend. It happened in the early morning hours Sunday. At least 3 victims reportedly told officers they were standing on the bridge when 4 people who they did not know approached them with guns and began to threaten them. At least one of the victims was struck in the head, leading to an injury. Metro police say the suspects are believed to be in their late teens to early 20s, adding that they fled the area in a gray Chrysler 300 sedan. Collierville police say they've made an arrest in a multi-state and possibly multinational theft ring. Officers responded to a shoplifting call at Kohl's. Police say they observed two females taking an estimated $3,000 in products. They were able to stop the vehicle once they left the property. Police say both suspects are Romanian nationals and believed to be part of a regional theft ring. They were wanted out of Tennessee, North Carolina, Wisconsin, South Carolina, and Ohio. Police say they were undocumented and will also face charges with ICE. More news in 30 seconds.
On September 27th, journey back in time at Remembering World War II in Linden, Tennessee. Witness powerful battle reenactments that recreate the front lines. Meet World War II veterans and listen to their unforgettable stories. Take a ride in classic military vehicles and sway to the sounds of authentic 1940s music. Join us in Linden, Tennessee, located just south of I-40 at exit 143. Be there, Remembering World War II.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption says they're expanding efforts across the state. This means 12 new adoption recruiters will be hired across the state to focus on helping Tennessee's longest-waiting children, including teens, sibling groups, and kids with disabilities, find forever homes. Nearly 8,000 children are currently in foster care in Tennessee, all waiting to find that permanent home. Will Lovely, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome to Hump Day.
Wow.
Hump
that
Day.
Camel got shot.
Woo! Can I ask you a question? Do you miss Brian doing the wolf call on the Matt Wolf Minute?
Not
yeah,
really.
I missed the good one. But you got to where you were like a hyena or something. I'm not sure exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, that was terrible.
Speaking of.
But when you started out, you were great at it.
I had the weirdest experience the other day when I was walking my dog. Me and Megan and the baby, we were all out. We were walking the dog, whatever. And so we're going, and a little dog that looks exactly like Ladybug. It was a boy, but it, I mean, to a T, identical. From the same litter, probably. Must have been. Comes out and starts sniffing Huey. And I'm like, well, he'll get over it. He'll whatever. They was just outside. No owner outside, whatever. I know the house. He came from the front porch of this house, so he lives there. Starts sniffing. Hump jumps up on his leg. So Huey turns around and like snaps at him and whatever. And so he walks, whatever. So we walk back. He follows us all the way home. Literally all the way to our house, this dog follows us. And so I turn around and I walk back to this person's house. And I say, you go on. This is your home. Go. Turn around, follows me all the way back to my house. So I just went inside and shut the door, and then he left. He started walking down the road straight back to where he came from.
It reminds me of a story. I saw it on Facebook, and I'm going to tell you, he's a friend of mine. I'm just going to say he's Andy. Andy will know that it's Andy, but I won't say the last name in case he didn't want it on the air. But he's got a beagle or something like that. Well, they live in a subdivision. Well, the beagle's up there like treeing, like he sees a squirrel and he's making this dog noise, I mean super loud. And the caption of it says, I guess the neighbors love us, you know. I mean, he's going to town. Anyway. Hey, our song of the day today is from 2002. This is Johnny Cash. Now let me tell you about this. This might be the longest hits between hits, you
it
know.
It may be.
What did you say? 33
years? 33 years.
His last hit was in 1969, A Boy Named Sue.
He did have some
right.
songs,
yeah.
But not
Never
big
as high
hit.
As this, yeah. Yeah. And then it comes out in 2002. I think this was his last song, really.
I think so.
Called Hurt.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus.
And this was a cover,
pain,
yeah,
of a Nine Inch Nails song.
The only thing.
And he was really near death when
did
this song.
I mean, if you watch the music video, you can see like it's a very emotional song.
It's a sad song.
Maybe the saddest song ever written. I think I could argue that.
And I'll tell you about another one when we come back from break. But that's Hurt by Johnny Cash, our song of the day. And now it's time to tell us about some things that happened in history on this date.
Turn to Turner Security.
Get back in time.
On September 3rd, 1951, the TV soap opera Search for Tomorrow debuts on CBS.
The This is Search for Tomorrow. This portion brought to you by Crest, the Cavity Fighter.
In 1966, on this day in history, Donovan hits number one with Sunshine Superman. In 1967, the final episode of What's My Line, hosted by John Charles Daly on CBS. Brian Barrett, sign in, please. You're the next contestant on What's My Line. You had to find out what he did. There's always some kind of weird thing, you know, climb Mount Everest or something. In 1972, American swimmer Mark Spitz wins the coveted 100-meter gold medal in world record 51.22 at the Munich Olympics, completes the freestyle sprint double, having already won the 200-meter in the world record of 1 minute 52 seconds. In 2019, Walmart says it will stop selling handguns and some ammunition. Are they still doing that?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
In 2020, actor Robert Pattinson tests positive for COVID-19. Who didn't? Back in those days.
That's true.
Shutting down production of the Batman film he is shooting. Well, that, I just...
He's the fake Batman.
You know, if you're 65 and over, you can get a COVID shot now, but you guys are free to go. Do whatever you want to. You don't have to get one.
Unless you have pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, well, you can't get one, right? You can't get one unless you have a pre-existing condition, right? You've got to be 65 or older.
I think you talk to your doctor about it.
Oh, doctors can violate the law? Okay. Well, they said, told me not to, you know, I'm 65, I can get one.
Well, I noticed that at Walgreens, they're no longer saying we have flu and COVID shots. They're saying we're giving flu shots now.
Yeah, I did notice that.
Interesting. And they've changed their language.
They worry about me with shingles, you know, but
I got a shingle shot last year myself.
Really? Well, with your stress level, you probably need to.
Well, I had chicken pox. If you had chicken pox, you're supposed to get it, I think.
No, well, I've never
gotten
one.
If you've had chicken pox, then the shingles virus is already inside of you.
Yeah.
That's what
I've never gotten
says.
One, but I hate to get a shingle, COVID, and flu. Jeez, that's a lot. We'll be back.
This is CBS Rewind.
September 3rd, 1983. The Eurythmics had the number one single with
Sweet Dreams Are Made of These.
Sweet Dreams. His date in 1990.
Can you hear me, Sam? Wait, say my name, say it.
Ghost, starring Patrick Swayze.
I've always loved you.
Was number one at the weekend box office.
God, spin your love.
And September 3rd, 2015.
Suck it to me.
Actress Judy Carne from Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In died of pneumonia at 76.
Oh, suck it to me, baby.
I'm Brendan Brooks. And that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit progressive.com today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. A few showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 86 degrees. Winds variable around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday night, mostly clear, slight chance for more showers and storms, but mainly well after midnight. Lows drop to 64, then a better chance for showers and storms on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 65.
Good morning. Sorry, you're a little bit slow at times. Coming up through parts of Antioch, where we had a disabled vehicle that jammed up traffic earlier on 24 westbound at Haywood Lane. Still a little bit slow. 24 east at White's Creek Pike there in the Jolton area. It's a mop of an accident in that area. Starting to build pretty good now on Vietnam. That's coming inbound as you come past Gallatin Pike up through Hendersonville. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by America Air Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests. Pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
For almost 79 years, you've depended on WGNS for local news, sports, weather. We still offer this to you 24 hours a day. And thanks for tuning to WGNS. Congratulations to the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This is their 50th anniversary season. You actually get to know and buy from the farmers. And the Rutherford County Farmers Market is every Tuesday and Friday morning starting at 7 until 1 in the afternoon over at the Lane Agri Park, 315 John R. Rice Boulevard. That's Tuesdays and Fridays through October 31st. We remember you. An Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Support Group meeting on the second Tuesday of each month at 4 in the afternoon at the Villages of Murfreesboro. And the second Tuesday this month is next week, Tuesday, September the 9th. Do you have computers, TVs, and other electronics you want to get rid of? Do it Saturday for free at Laverne's 50 Forward Senior Center, 337 Stones River Road. This Saturday, those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
This is Richard Parton, and I'd like to tell you about Adams Place. Don't wait too late. You have everything you need here. You can go across the street to Walmart, go down the road to Hardee's and have breakfast, or whatever you'd like today. It's just a great place to be. Good location, no problem.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop. And say,
hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint, all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
21 before the hour here on the Wake Up Crew, and I don't know, Dalton, you may disagree with me, but I kind of felt he didn't do Miss Polly justice on that first go-round of the dad joke yesterday. You got a thumbs up, but
yeah,
I don't think he read it that great.
I think it's time, if a contributor contributes a joke, we are not going to rate the joke. I mean, I think we're going to have to be there. We don't want to hurt the feelings of the contributor. I think the era of the dad joke where it was actually good and interesting.
Okay,
and we got
well
to rate
then,
the
Brett,
jokes,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that you critiqued our show all the time, and you deserve the Good Neighbor of the Day for sure. How's that?
Are we going to start retracting? We're going to need more than 30 seconds.
No, I think just the dad joke, you know.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
all right.
It's not fair.
This is from Miss Polly, right?
No, this one's not. No.
This is from you?
No, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
this is yours. Oh, we can't write this one.
Part of our research staff. You know, marriage is like a deck of cards.
Really?
In the beginning, you need two hearts and a diamond. In the end, you wish you had a club and a spade.
I liked it.
It's not bad.
I go thumbs up.
Yeah, I guess thumbs up.
It made me laugh.
Yeah.
Of course, you looked at me goofy. That's what kind of made me laugh, too. Six, what time is it? Oh, yeah, 6:41 here on the Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Brief, a show of unity by the leaders of China, Russia, and North Korea at a massive military parade in Beijing. The BBC's Jean McKenzie.
Kim Jong-un was put front and center of this morning's events, walking through Tiananmen Square alongside President Xi and President Putin.
Lawmakers in the House hold a news conference with some of Jeffrey Epstein's sex abuse victims, a day after releasing thousands of pages of Justice Department documents on the case. The GOP's James Comer.
The White House is working with us. I want to publicly thank the White House for turning over so many documents thus far. We're in the process of uploading those documents for full transparency so everyone in America can see those documents.
Lightning strikes have ignited new wildfires in California's Tuolumne County, home to a historic gold rush town. Sheriff David Vasquez.
Property losses, I mean, that is, we were going to wait to see what those are pinpointed down to, but there has been significant property loss.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A new Tennessee law passed in April now requires mass shooters to be tested for psychotropic and gender-altering drugs in an effort to identify any potential contributing factors. Medical examiners will analyze substances found in the body, and the University of Tennessee Health Science Center will study drug interactions. State Representative Mary Littleton and Senator Rusty Crow supported the measure, citing it as a strong point to understanding underlying causes of mass violence. However, some lawmakers, including Representative Bob Freeman of Nashville, criticized the approach, arguing it conflates correlation with causation and distracts from addressing gun access. Federal Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has also reignited discussions about the role of prescription drugs like SSRIs in mass shootings, announcing a national study. Even though a 2019 NIH report found no direct link between psychotropic medications and school shooters. In Tennessee, the study could take years, as there have been just 8 qualifying mass shootings since 2015. Supporters hope that the law will prevent future tragedies. Meanwhile, Tennessee celebrated a local hero as Joseph Newgarden, a native of the Nashville area, ended a 20-race winless streak by capturing victory in the Borchetta Bourbon Music City Grand Prix at Nashville Super Speedway. The win, Newgarden's 32nd in the NTT IndyCar Series, was a fitting finale for the 2025 season. Overcoming setbacks, Newgarden held off reigning champion Alex Palou in a dramatic final stretch. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. The food, of course, is wonderful. It really is. Sitting down in the dining room with a group of people, we talk, we laugh. It just makes you feel good. Everyone is very warm and welcoming, and that is very nice.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
If you're listening now, you're 50 years or older. Have you had an eye exam in the last year? I mean, a thorough dilated eye exam, not just where you go in to get glasses, but a medical eye exam.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Like so many, the key is getting diagnosed and treated early.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hey, this is Hunter Dorton with Mycoterra Pharmacy. We grow gourmet and medicinal mushrooms. We sell fresh mushrooms, dried mushrooms, powders, tinctures, mushroom-infused honey. We sell mushroom coffee, mushroom brew, different tinctures to take as a supplement. We also grow our own herbs, make loose-leaf tea, topical salve, and CBD products. So come and check us out at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, the Nolensville Farmers Market, and the Franklin Farmers Market on the weekends. And we're happy to be of service to you and help you and get your health journey on the right track.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of being open.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. More small nuclear reactors are on the horizon for TVA. TVA signed an agreement with Intra One Energy to develop up to 6 energy plants that will provide 6 gigawatts of new nuclear power on sites in TVA's 7-state region. This is enough energy, they say, to power 4.5 million homes or 60 new data centers. The TVA is also working to develop a small modular reactor at the Clinch River nuclear site near Oak Ridge. The agency says this partnership is an important step to advance the development of nuclear technology in the U.S. The additional sites have not been announced. Metro police are working to identify 4 young people connected to an attack that occurred on the Siegenthaler pedestrian bridge over the weekend. At least 3 victims reportedly told officers they were standing on the bridge when 4 people that they did not know approached them with guns and began to threaten them. At least one of the victims was struck in the head, leading to an injury. Metro police say the suspects are believed to be in their late teens to early 20s, adding that they fled the area in a gray Chrysler 300 sedan.
On September 27th, journey back in time at Remembering World War II in Linden, Tennessee. Witness powerful battle reenactments that recreate the front lines. Meet World War II veterans and listen to their unforgettable stories. Take a ride in classic military vehicles and sway to the sounds of authentic 1940s music. Join us in Linden, Tennessee, located just south of I-40 at exit 143. Be there, remembering World War II.
A large sinkhole near a busy overpass in Chattanooga appears to have opened a huge headache for city engineers. The large sinkhole near the GPS Athletic Complex could take up to 6 months to repair after crews discovered more extensive damage underground. This has led to road closures in the area. City engineers believe the damage is more widespread than initially estimated. The affected area extends well beyond the visible sinkhole and passes beneath a large 7-foot wastewater pipe. Will Lumley, Access Tennessee News.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit, all thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to The Wake Up Crew. It's 12 minutes before the hour, and we've got the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf coming up.
Oh, he did both that time.
It's like a pack.
Yeah.
The Wolf Pack. I like it. Some entertainment news, but before we do that, I knew that would get him. Murfreesboro City Auto, Mitsubishi, is donating cars to Rutherford County Schools. Did you know that?
Driver's Ed cars, I think, right?
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah.
Central, I think that's Magnet got one.
Yeah, I think that's others. Really, really neat that they're doing that. And just some local stuff that sometimes gets by past the window and we don't see it, and I'm glad
try,
we're gonna...
try reading that one on the air on the news and saying
Mitsubishi. I had a friend of
like
mine
5 times.
She couldn't say Mitsubishi. She would say Mitsubishi.
Oh. I had to, every time I had to like look it up and edit together. I actually pretty sure I said it once and then copied it into every time I messed it up.
Wow. Just part of the news reporting that goes on here at WGNS.
Yeah.
Well, thanks
really
to
bad
City
at it.
Auto, Mitsubishi.
I don't know why I'm the guy who does the news. I'm really bad at it.
They could actually be our good neighbor of the day.
Mitsubishi. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We know you can say it. That's good.
Yeah. You've got your...
We've heard you butcher some other words, so don't get too excited.
The words get hung up in my throat. I know say I'm no goods.
Taylor Swift. Congratulations.
Is this
to
entertainment
her.
News?
Yeah,
now?
It's entertainment news.
Yay!
Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift are getting married.
It's official.
All over the internet, they were making fun of the ring.
It's, I mean, it is massive.
The girl cannot get a break, although she's had plenty of breaks before, but...
Yeah. It's not a cruel summer now. She's getting married.
They had like 1 million hits in like 30 minutes or something like that. Could break the internet.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you have you seen a picture of the ring?
Yes.
It is huge.
Yeah.
It could, I mean...
It's a little different looking, though, to me. It's not, I mean...
It could pay off my house. I know that much.
Yeah. He's making some pretty good dough.
Yeah.
Not as much she's making.
Well, yeah, right.
I think he's worth $11 million. She's worth one point something billion.
The diamond on that ring is probably about as big as this soda tab, at least.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
You think she'll wear it the whole time?
I don't know.
It's pretty big.
It's pretty big.
Yeah.
She'll wear it until they get divorced.
They won't get divorced.
You don't know that. Would you?
I don't know.
Mr. Negative Nelly again. You're always
There's
negative.
Too much scrutiny on things like that. I mean, you break the internet because of the marriage, and I don't know. They're always in the spotlight.
So you're not even giving them a chance before they even get married.
I hope they do.
They've been
you hope
together
they get
for
divorced,
like...
or they hope they get. You hope they get married.
Oh well. I think they're gonna get married. I just.
I can see it. 3 years from now, you'll be going. Yeah, I told you guys. Yeah.
Maybe. A lot of those things happen.
They have been together since 2023, so 2 years now.
Yeah. It's about time, I would think.
That's a reasonable time frame.
He's fixing to retire. You know, he's going to probably retire after this year, I would think. And especially if he doesn't have a good year.
Well, and also, if you're married to Taylor Swift, do you really need to keep playing football?
True, unless they do a prenup.
Oh.
You know? So I don't know how that works.
Guarantee you that's happening.
You're so negative.
What's wrong with you?
If you had billions of dollars, would you not protect it?
Let the people find love.
Well, maybe they did. I'm glad.
Let no man separate.
Well, leave it to him to go, oh, they'll be divorced. They're going to get divorced. Jeez. I did read somewhere, too, that Superman has outdone Man of Steel.
Has it?
Yes.
With like home release and stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
Interesting.
So total. So
interesting.
That's good news. Can't wait for Supergirl to come out.
Supergirl's gonna be great. Super Family or whatever. Whatever they do.
As long as Crypto's in it, I'm with it. He could have his own movie.
They said James Gunn said that the next movie that Superman is in is not a solo Superman movie. So I don't know what they're gonna do.
I think that's wise though, kinda. Yeah. I mean,
now the big thing is people want him to cross over with Robert Pattinson's Batman.
Yes, he's want, and then they mentioned somewhere that Chris Pratt was. They thought he might be the next Batman under James Gunn, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, probably not.
He's got other plans for Chris Pratt.
Yeah,
he says.
Yeah.
All right, that's a little entertainment news. It's time now for some birthday celebrations.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
You know, Dalton, when you get all your stuff, your reports late because somebody forgot to hand it to you, it kind of gets you messed up, you know, organizational-wise. You don't care. Just Taylor's going to get divorced. That's all you care about.
Prenup.
Prenup, yeah. All right, here are birthdays. In 1856, Lewis Sullivan, American architect. 1913, Alan Ladd, American actor. He was in Shane and the Carpetbaggers.
Shane!
Yeah, but this Shane, is the Carpetbaggers, Shane. The thing from that. 1943, Valerie Perrine, American actress and model. She just passed away recently. She was in Superman. Yep. There you go. 1965, Charlie Sheen, American actor, was in Wall Street, Platoon, and Major League, and that.
2.5 Men?
Yeah. 1976, Javon Kurse, former Titan. In 1986, Shaun White, American snowboarder. You look like you'd like snowboarding and all that kind of stuff. Do you like it?
Okay.
Just kind of look it. I think it's the hair.
Is it the hair?
Yeah, I think it is. All right, and birthdays around Murfreesboro and surrounding areas. Amy Dean, Rick Lee, Randy King. Randy's got a birthday today.
All right.
Tammy Coleman, Christy Hooper. Christy, sweet lady. Daryl Becker, Jimmy Barrett, another good guy. Austin Williams, Sean Jernigan, another good guy. I'm related to him.
Lots of good guys.
Yeah. I'm his uncle. Peggy Manus has a birthday today. Went to church with her.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. A few showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 86 degrees. Winds variable around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday night, mostly clear, slight chance for more showers and storms, but mainly well after midnight. Lows drop to 64. Then a better chance for showers and storms on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 65.
WGNS powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Looking to go solar? MTE's Pro Solar program is committed to educating members on the process and helping them achieve their renewable energy goals. Learn more about Pro Solar and your free consultation at mte.com/prosolar.
Good morning. It's been struggling trying to get up through Antioch on a couple of wrecks we've had earlier on 24 westbound. Keep that in mind as you come in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, towards Davidson County on 24 westbound. It's been a little bit slow up through there. 24 east has been slow near the White Creek Pike exit there in Jolton from our earlier collision. Starting to build with more volume. Vietnam vents westbound, traveling through Hendersonville. Hey, when you need dependable towing here in Middle Tennessee for your car, big truck, it doesn't matter what county you're in, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. People are so friendly. You're never in the hallways, but what you meet someone who says, hi, how are you? Everyone is very warm and welcoming. It's very nice. Adams Place, it is a wonderful place to live.
Over the summer, your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man was a little busy.
We ready?
Production on Spider-Man, Brand New Day, spent a bunch of time filming in Glasgow, Scotland with Tom Holland. We got word that John Bernthal will show up too as the Punisher, along with his co-star from The Bear, Emmy winner Liza Cologne Zayas.
It's like top secret classified information.
Yeah, she couldn't tell us anything about her role, obviously, but director Destin Daniel Cretton seemed pretty confident in her abilities.
He was like, hey, so you want to do this? And I was like, yeah, I think I could pull it off. He's just like, I know you can pull it off.
We'll get answers July 31st of 2026 when Spider-Man Brand New Day comes out. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, time's up. 6 o'clock hour. Are you going to stay for the 7 o'clock hour, Dalton?
No, I'm going home.
Me too. A good neighbor of the day is Brett Rigsby. He is the good neighbor for not only being musical and to electrical. He's an electric guy. He gets everything taken care of. Brett Rigsby's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts at News Radio WGNS.
And you can actually nominate someone as our good neighbor of the day by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. Same thing with birthdays. Call or text 615-893-1450. And you can nominate both of those over at our website as well, WGNSradio.com. You're just going to do a / either good neighbor or birthday, depending on which one you're submitting. We're going to give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding coming up on here around 8 a.m.
Okay, the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Now, let me tell you, got some big savings coming. America's Thrift Stores opening soon, 10:30, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, up to 70% off name brand items. It's like a new store every time you go in. So don't want to miss out on the opening of America's Thrift Store coming soon to the borough.
And 7 o'clock is our time.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
China's military display.
Strength in solidarity and a challenge to the U.S.-dominated world order.
U.S. strikes alleged drug ship.
The administration warns this is just the beginning.
President's Chicago troop plan.
Well, we're going in. I didn't say when. We're going in.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A massive military parade in China as President Xi hosts the leaders of Russia and North Korea. It sparked a congratulatory social media post from President Trump, who also accused the three of conspiring against the U.S. CBS's Anna Koren is in Beijing.
With the sound of cannons firing across Tiananmen Square, soldiers from the People's Liberation Army goose-stepped in perfect unison. This was part of the largest military parade ever to be held in China, marking the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. But this spectacle was more than just commemorating the war dead. It was an opportunity for Xi to take center stage, flanked by his powerful allies and neighbors, Russia's President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
The deepening ties between China, Russia and North Korea would certainly have some in Washington concerned.
Well, President Trump says the U.S. carried out a strike in the Southern Caribbean against a drug-carrying vessel from Venezuela that was operated by a notorious gang. CBS's Charlie Daggett at the Pentagon.
The target, he said, was a boat filled with members of the designated terrorist organization TDA, or Tren de Aragua, who were allegedly transporting illegal drugs from Venezuela to the U.S.
We have a lot of drugs pouring into our country, coming in for a long time.
It comes after the Trump administration recently doubled the bounty to $50 million for information leading to the arrest of Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, and alleged he has ties to drug trafficking, which he denies. Last month, the U.S. confirmed it would deploy naval assets to the waters off the South American country.
A federal appeals court says the Trump administration illegally used the 18th Century Alien Enemies Act to deport Venezuelans it accused of being part of that gang. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
This is the first federal circuit court to directly rule on Trump's proclamation in which he invoked the Alien Enemies Act. Trump unsuccessfully had argued that this Venezuelan gang is a state-sponsored international terrorist organization that has invaded the U.S.
Well, President Trump made it clear yesterday federal troops will be sent to Chicago, but did not say when.
With close to 60 shootings in Chicago over Labor Day weekend, at least eight of them deadly, President Trump says of the city,
Chicago is a hellhole right now.
And his saying that federal intervention is on the way is being met with defiance from Illinois' governor and Chicago's mayor. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul says although the president has limited authority to deploy the National Guard to help federal law enforcement in specific circumstances,
none of these circumstances exist in Chicago.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
The House Oversight Committee has released more than 33,000 pages of Justice Department documents linked to Jeffrey Epstein. Republican Chairman James Comer.
We're sincere about this. This was a 2.5-hour discussion. It was as bipartisan as anything I've seen in the 9 years I've been here.
A CBS News review shows much of the information is already publicly known. Women who claim they were abused by Epstein met with lawmakers and will hold a news conference today. Now to California, CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has the latest on a new wildfire.
An all-out assault on the ground and in the air. Firefighters battle thousands of acres up in flames in the Sierra Nevada region of California, sparked by dry lightning storms. The largest fire is burning 6,400 acres, consuming the historic Gold Rush town of Chinese Camp, 2 hours southeast of Sacramento. Evacuations were ordered there yesterday and in two neighboring counties as the blaze spread.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
There's been an arrest in Houston in the shooting death of a boy who was playing a prank. CBS's Karen Hua.
42-year-old Gonzalo Leon Jr. was arrested and charged with the murder of 11-year-old Julian Guzman. Police say the suspect, an Army veteran, opened fire on two boys, 10 and 11-year-old cousins, knocking and ringing doorbells late Saturday night. After Guzman knocked on Leon's front door, police say Leon shot the boy in the back and killed him.
A federal judge says Google must hand over its search results and some data to rival companies, but does not need to break itself up by selling its Chrome web browser. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur says it's a setback for the government, which has looked to rein in the company.
For Google, this ruling effectively allows the company to continue running its business the way it has, though it can't set exclusivity agreements anymore, and it'll have to share more data publicly.
A federal judge in Texas hears arguments today on a Justice Department motion to dismiss a felony charge against Boeing. The case was revived last summer in connection with two overseas crashes that killed 346 people. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Boeing had agreed to plead guilty, but you had an administration change. The judge had concerns with that plea agreement. And now the Department of Justice and Boeing spent 6 months renegotiating the plea deal. And basically, now they have come to a non-prosecution agreement.
On the Health Watch, a new report from the American Cancer Society finds a steep increase in the rate of advanced prostate cancers after years of declines. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
The bottom line was, as they started doing less and less screening with PSA for prostate cancer, you had a decrease in the diagnosis of prostate cancer, of course, but then an increase in metastatic prostate cancer.
A California jury has ruled in favor of Cardi B in a lawsuit where a security guard accused her of assault during the rapper's first pregnancy. The guard claimed Cardi cut her face with a fingernail and spat on her in a Beverly Hills doctor's office in 2018. The singer admitted they argued, but denied it turned physical.
I did not touch that woman. I did not touch that girl. I didn't lay my hands on that girl.
Amazon is ending a program that allows members of its Prime membership subscription program to share their free shipping benefits with people who don't have the same primary address. The change happens next month. Time on the Roundup, 8 past the hour.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Phil. Same old pharmacy, same old bill. But those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in. Cool as can be. Tap good RX. Saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little app does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett here with you at 7:09. You're listening into the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. More fun and information is straight ahead. Speaking of information, we've got to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. A few showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 86 degrees. Winds variable around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday night, mostly clear. Slight chance for more showers and storms, but mainly well after midnight. Lows drop to 64. then a better chance for showers and storms on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 65.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
Good morning. A heavier traffic volume in the last few minutes down through Madison on 65 going southbound here at OHB. It's been heavy at times. 24 or westbound up through the Antioch area. You got all that traffic pushing in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. It's already running slow on 65 northbound up through Spring Hill, where it connects with a 40. Still trying to clean up a wreck we had earlier on 24 east near the Jolton exit. It jammed up all that traffic coming in from Clarksville. Hey, when you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee for a car or big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
It's-a me, Mario, and you're listening to The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barry, and Dalton Barry.
Here we go!
Back on The Wake Up Crew, powered by our friends at America's Thrift Stores. Coming soon to the borough. You're going to really like this place. 70% off name brand items. New store every time you walk in. Can't beat it. Coming soon to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Brian, John, Dalton, we're all here on a hump day Wednesday.
Hump day?
We have lots of sports coming up. In fact, Friday night, it's Riverdale and Blackman in an epic clash. That'll be at Riverdale. Pre-game at 6:30 on WGNS and Big G. And on Saturday, the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders at Wisconsin. 1:30 pregame. And for you Tennessee fans, they take on the hapless East Tennessee State University team. That's going to be a bloodletting. Vanderbilt is at Virginia Tech. And the Titans at Denver to start their 2025 campaign. And, Titans fans, it can't get worse than it's already been. So there you go. That's what's coming up. Episode 1734 of the Wake Up Crew here this morning. And let's just do it. Our song of the day. Song of the day. Yes, some 30-plus years between A Boy Named Sue in 1969, right before the death of Johnny Cash, this big hit.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real.
So there you go, Hurt by Johnny Cash. Very sad song.
Yeah, it really doesn't get you fired up.
But you know what, Will? Always got that to go back to. I'm going to just ask this to John on the air, because I meant to ask, and I haven't.
Go ahead and ask, Brian.
Last week, I sent you a text of a podcast. Did you have a chance to listen to Bubba on the Lake?
No, I haven't had time yet.
Okay. It was really interesting. He just had total knee replacement, and that's what made me think about you, because you've had that, right?
Yeah.
He has a job at Jacksonville State where he helps out and engineers a lot of the sports. And, of course, we're in football season and volleyball's going on and, you know, basketball being a few months. And he didn't want the months of recovery, if possible, from knee replacement surgery. So did some research, and there is a guy in Chicago that does minimally invasive knee replacement, total knee replacement surgery. And apparently, he had the surgery, went home that afternoon from the surgery. He had the surgery, and after it was completed, they had him walk down the hall with a walker, go up some steps with a walker, and then graduated to a cane within minutes and walked out of the hospital with a cane.
Wow.
And a week later, he did this podcast, and he was going to work the next week.
So why is this guy not being copied, you know?
I don't know why he's not being copied. The interesting,
think everybody be heading down to that guy.
Yeah.
Well, apparently a lot of people are. It's Dr. Richard Berger, because I did a little research on it after.
Berger.
He was a mechanical engineer. That was his job and his degree.
That's what I want working on my bones.
And he came up with this idea and how to do it. He went to medical school after he was a mechanical engineer and is now a doctor with,
and a rich one.
A mechanical engineer thing. And there are some videos on it. It's really interesting how they go
so
in.
So should I go to my doctor and tell him about this?
It just made me think about what is the future. I mean, this guy, this is going to catch on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't have gallbladder surgery. Well, it was kidney stones. But gallbladder surgery used to be, full open surgery, months of recovery. And I had it done, and it was, the three little ports, I just think that we're going to get to a point where he does hip replacements too.
Yeah.
My wife had a hip replacement. It was a major thing. I mean, really major. So, there are advancements being made. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. My wife had a C-section and walked out of the hospital 2 days later. I mean, surgery's gotten pretty, pretty good. We're pretty good at these things.
Well, I had a kidney stone blasted.
Uh-huh.
And
never Sonic had blasted.
Walked out and I was eating at Cracker Barrel the night before, that same night.
And you got superpowers.
Yeah. But
I didn't notice a sign or anything either.
They go in and shave part of the bone off and then attach the new sockets, if you will.
Now,
and it's a silicone cartilage that they put in. But they attach it to the bone. It was really fascinating to watch.
I don't know exactly. I would think each knee is a little different too. So I don't know.
Mm.
But they say to you they can inject cartilage, silicone into your knees, to make that feel better. I wish they'd have done that. I wish I'd have tried that first, But
who knows what they're going to come up with? But
my knee's been fine.
Yeah.
It's my walking that has messed.
What's your other knee now that's messing with you, right?
Yeah. So, the gait is different. So, therefore, the hips hurt a little bit. And I think that's part of my problem, my issue, because I don't have a strong right knee.
I do think there's some truth to that, too. When you fix something, it leads. It's like here when we, fix one thing and it leads to the next issue and so on.
Good point.
There's probably some truth to that in your body.
I'd say so.
I know teeth are that way. Megan tells me all the time. If you fix one tooth, it'll a lot of times lead to another issue with straightening. And
Will you take me down there and pay for it and get my right knee done?
No.
He didn't want to investigate.
I was just thinking of you. Okay, here's sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The Dodgers' lead in the NL West is still 2.5 games over the Padres, who lost at home 6-2 to Baltimore. The Dodgers lost 9-7 at Pittsburgh, although Shohei Ohtani hit his 46th home run of the season. Cal Raleigh of Seattle hit his 51st of the year, but the Mariners dropped a 6-5 decision at Tampa Bay. The Rays have won 5 straight. The Yankees won 7-1 at Houston. The Giants have won 9 of their last 10 games after a 7-4 victory at Colorado. The Rockies now have a record of 39-100 this season. Arizona ended Texas' 6-game winning streak 5-3. The Cubs edged Atlanta 4-3. Wins for the Mets, Toronto, and Boston beat Cleveland 11-7 with 4 runs in the bottom of the 8th. Ohio State is number 1 in the new college football polls. Penn State is still number 2. LSU is up to number 3 in AP. And at the U.S. Open, men's number 2 Carlos Alcaraz advanced to the semis, as did Novak Djokovic.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all. Illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy.
whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit. All thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
If you want to get some barbecue, I tell you how to do it. Head for the Slick Pig and you're into it. Just walk through the door at 1920 East Main and your nose will send a message right to your brain. Say, smells good. And barbecue. Slick Pig. We got ribs and beans, got spicy wings, Slick Pig.
A Murfreesboro tradition, 1920 East Main.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm attorney John Day. Many lawyers are quick to say that they'll take the insurance company to court for you. But how do you know if the lawyer is an experienced trial attorney? Ask them if they're certified. In order to be certified, you have to have tried a lot of cases, taken a two-day test, and get recommendations from judges and other lawyers. My wife Joy and I are both certified as civil trial specialists, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, back at 722, the Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
It's time for Random Questions, and this is where I ask questions to Dalton and Brian. I think I did it a little differently. I think I asked you individually and just we swapped them.
No, yeah. You can do whatever you want. You're the host of Random Questions.
I think you kind of slack off when he's answering all the questions. Okay, here we go. Here's yours, Brian. What footprints would you least like to see outside your tent in the morning?
Snake.
Snakes don't have feet.
Do you have a bachelor's degree?
I don't want to see snake footprints. Okay, because it would be a snake with feet. Now, is that?
No. But how would you know that it's a snake's footprint?
It has.
Let me ask you, Dalton. Maybe you can. You know what footprints would you like to see outside your tent in the morning?
Would least like. Probably bear.
Yeah, I think so.
Bear would be scary. Bear. Lion. Bear. I don't know what a lion's footprint looks like, but
oh my.
You suspect someone you know is involved in a crime, Dalton. Would you report them to the police?
Nah, it depends what crime.
So if they're shoplifting?
Nah.
You mean you actually saw them shoplift?
Nah. If I saw them, like, rob a car, yeah. If I saw them shoot somebody, yeah.
I'm reporting all crimes.
Of course you are.
You're calling people when their license plates are expired.
Yeah.
I mean, I was given a junior deputy badge in fifth grade.
Yeah, sure you were.
You're calling out people for misdemeanors. Okay, here we go. Who was the last person you had a staring contest with?
You.
Did you win?
Yes.
No, you didn't. You never had a staring contest with me. You just lied on the
air. I just won right there. I just did it.
How often do you change your phone case, Dalton?
Whenever it breaks.
That's all?
I rock it till it breaks. But I'm pretty hard on them because I fidget with mine. I'll like pull the edges off and so I go through them about twice a year.
Here's a question for both of you. What's been your hardest goodbye?
Usually by the time I'm saying goodbye, I'm ready to move on.
Cold-hearted.
Where did you learn that from?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm not even going to bother to ask you the question. Have you ever been a fashion trend you wouldn't wear because... Has there ever been a fashion trend you wouldn't wear because you looked ridiculous?
There have been lots of them.
Brian's worn outfits that weren't a fashion trend that he looked ridiculous in.
I've never liked skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans, yeah.
And I've tried them on, and I don't look good in them. My feet are too big. My body is my legs are too long.
Especially, I guess you don't like the ones that kind of come in at the bottom.
Well, those are like the real skinny ones. Mm-hmm. They don't look good on me. So,
I don't like sweatpants with the elastic at the feet or the ankle.
That's kind of a trend right now.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, it is a trend. It's come back.
But do you look bad in it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow, thanks.
What's your top tip for cleaning windows without leaving streaks? Either one of you can answer this.
The Windex, that is the foaming Windex, not the regular, foaming, and then go in with a dry rag after you wipe the Windex off.
Okay, good answer.
Leave you streak free.
I just let the dogs lick the window. I've given up.
If not Gorilla Glue, what other animal might be a good match for the product?
Horse.
Horse glue?
Yeah, because send them to the glue factory.
Ooh. Wow.
I'm going to say Mountain Lion.
Mountain Lion glue. Yeah. Okay. What TV show do you plan? Oh, gosh. What TV show do you plan your day around to be able to watch it?
Well, I do watch The Ranch every night before bed, so it would have to be that, I think. I'm on my 37th watch through.
I stream, so I don't have to plan my day. I can watch whenever I want, wherever I want.
Do you agree that you can never say never?
Maybe to an extent.
Yeah, I think so.
I think people change a lot. You don't know the person you're going to be in 5 years. And so you might have a differing opinion.
Who is the biggest hypochondriac you know, Dalton? And what's the craziest disease they thought they had? If it's somebody you don't want to say their name, just
no. My mom is a pretty big. She always thinks she's sick with something, so I'd probably go with her. And she is always sick with something.
Okay. If you could change the sound of police sirens to something more fun for a day, what sound would you choose, Brian?
Let's see. Maybe the theme to Cops. You know,
I'll tell you
boys,
what I would like:
boys.
An ice cream truck. Sound.
Yeah,
when they come down to the street. Yeah. One more question. This is for you, Dalton. What are you very enthusiastic about that those around you find dull?
Lots of things. The video stuff we've been doing here, everybody seems to hate it, but I'm excited about it. I'll go with that one.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And that's a look at random questions today. Join us next time.
Bye-bye.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
With an auction, you'll receive a contract with no contingencies. That means the sale of your property won't depend on an inspection, financing, or appraisals.
You 27 high.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit. All thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
There are many things that I really like about being at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Number one is the staff. They are very caring and seem to care about us as individuals and work really, really hard to provide a variety of activities that anybody could find something that they want to do if they move to the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Come see us, the Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's the Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Coming soon here to the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
And happy birthday today to Amy Dean, Rick Lee, Randy King, Tammy Coleman, Christy Hooper, Daryl Becker, Jimmy Barrett, Austin Williams, Sean Jernigan, and Peggy Manus.
Nice list of names that we have so far. Congrats, Coach King. Don't let the candles burn the cake. I know there are a lot of candles on that cake. Send in your birthdays, anniversary, 615-893-1450 for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. But now is your deadline to get those in. And we want to remind you, big savings coming as America's Thrift Stores move to Murfreesboro. Up to 70% off name brand items. Like a new store every time you go in at America's Thrift Store, americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to find out more.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. A few showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 86 degrees. Winds variable around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday night, mostly clear. Slight chance for more showers and storms, but mainly well after midnight. Lows drop to 64. Then a better chance for showers and storms on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 65.
Good morning. Still a couple of accidents out here. It's still a bit heavy, struggling at times. 65 north up through Spring Hill, up through that section of Murray County into Williamson County as it gets heavier on Vietnam. That's westbound. Conference Drive. Here comes that traffic again. 24 westbound up through Antioch, coming in through Murfreesboro into Antioch there by Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. Prince's Hot Chicken has live entertainment starting at 6 o'clock tonight. Check out the menu throughout the day, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
In Murfreesboro, the beloved Catfeen Cat Cafe is facing financial hardship after experiencing a sharp 30% drop in business over the summer. Located on Kaysen Lane near the Old Fort Parkway exit, the cafe has long served as both a cozy gathering spot and a rescue hub for cats in Rutherford County. Owner Tora Bird noted the downturn began early this year, likely tied to broader economic concerns. Bird recently took to social media with a heartfelt plea for community support, which was met with an overwhelming response. Over Labor Day weekend, the cafe was fully booked, and Amazon deliveries of supplies surged. While grateful, Bird emphasized the need for sustained support moving into the slower fall months. The cafe collaborates with rescues like Tennessee Whiskers, Rutherford County Cat Rescue, Spay It Forward in Cannon County, and All Aboard Animal Rescue in Eagleville, providing a cage-free home-like setting for adoptable cats. Upcoming events like cat yoga, trivia nights, and a murder mystery evening aim to boost foot traffic and community engagement. Meanwhile, Rutherford County is also making headlines overseas. The Cripple Creek Cloggers, along with the Slim Chance Band, are representing Middle Tennessee at an international folk festival in Liria, Portugal. The troupe has shared Appalachian square dancing alongside performers from Ecuador, Slovakia, and Portugal, receiving enthusiastic reception from international audiences. From performances to sightseeing and cultural exchanges, the group is serving as a cultural ambassador. Eagleville's Sarah Harris, fiddle player for Slim Chance Band, said, "From Tennessee to Portugal, dance continues to be a bridge between people." That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE serving to make life better since 1936.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
And I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1. at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want light?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop? Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 as we continue here on News Radio WGNS. And this morning, we're going to partake in trivia.
That's right. This is a trivia that we've been doing lately. This time we get to add...
With your host, John Dinkins.
Get to add Dalton into the mix.
I'm here.
I give the question. There'll be an answer that I only know, but I will give a hint.
Unless I know
you,
it.
Unless you know it instantly.
Okay? So do I get to answer too?
Yes.
Okay.
And you keep record of how many you've won.
Oh, so we're competing.
Yeah, competing. Mm. Do you want to go? Do you want me to alternate the questions for
it's
each
up to
of you?
You?
Huh?
That's up to you, Mr. Host.
Let's alternate the questions. That way we won't be talking over. I won't have to, like, you know.
Okay.
General knowledge trivia game questions. Here we go. In what year, to start with you, Brian, in what year did the Berlin Wall fall? Now, if you need a hint, ask for it.
Hint.
It was in the 1980s.
What a great hint.
Well, I eliminated 1600 decades. I mean,
I'm going to say 1986.
Oh.
Seven.
Sorry.
Eight. Four.
No, 1989.
Oh, can we do a steal rule where if he gets it, if I get it wrong,
yeah,
he can
if you
steal?
Know, if you know okay. it, you can't ask for another hint, though.
Okay.
What is the capital city of Brazil?
Is this for me?
Uh-huh.
Can I get a hint?
Yeah, it starts with a B.
Pass.
Steel. Belize?
No, Brasilia.
Oh. Should have guessed that.
Who is known as the father of modern physics?
Albert Einstein?
That is correct.
Ding, ding.
Ooh, 2 points for no hint.
No, just one.
Just one.
You can't make up your rules as you go. Which mountain range is the longest in the world? Hint?
I'm going to go ahead and ask for it. I'm pretty sure.
There's a candy named after it.
Appalachian.
Well, that Appalachian candy.
There's an Appalachian mountain candy.
Andes.
I thought you were talking about a candy named after the mountain range. That's just named after a dude named Andy.
I'm sorry, sir.
It's got a mountain on it.
What is the largest island in the world?
Hint.
It's
somewhere in the middle of an ocean.
Close to USA.
Cuba?
No, I'm sorry. Greenland.
I was going to steal.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
You have to come in quick with that steal. What is the chemical symbol for silver?
Hint.
Named after one of my granddaughters. It's initials.
I don't know. Pass.
Steel. AG?
AG is correct.
Oh, wait a minute.
I hate this game.
What is the largest bone in the human body? Well, I guess we go to you.
The femur.
That's correct.
Yeah, I knew that one. Every question I know the answer to.
Before becoming a president, Barack Obama served as a U.S. senator from which state?
I know he was born in Hawaii.
Right.
I'm going to ask for a hint.
It's considered a Midwest state.
Oh. I don't know. I was 8 years old. Wisconsin.
Steel.
Okay.
Illinois.
Yes. I'll go to you, Dalton, because you're way behind. In which year did the...
To be fair, he's only gotten two others right.
In which year did the Titanic sink?
1912.
That is correct. What is the capital city of Argentina? Brian?
Hint.
No. I can't really give you one. Sorry.
I mean, well, what kind of host are you?
Without giving it away, I can't.
Please?
I don't have a steel.
No, Buenos Aires.
Oh, yeah.
Who painted the famous artwork, The Last Supper?
Leonardo da Vinci.
That's correct. One more. In which year did World War II end?
1948?
Sorry. 1945.
Well, shoot.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit. All thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Howdy, y'all. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I've been in business for 8 years. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food. So I'm set up here at Rutherford County Farmers Market Tuesdays and Fridays. And if you've got something interesting on your menu, come on out and see what's wild. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. Tana Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
This is Richard Parton, and I'd like to tell you about Adams Place. We have been here 8 months, and at this point, we have not even turned our stove on. No need. They come in every week and change your linen and clean your house, and it's just like a dream, like being on a cruise every day.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
The Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, almost in the books. Just the last few moments we have together. And honoring today's Good Neighbor of the Day, Brett Rigsby is the Good Neighbor for doing it all, from music to electrical. He just gets things taken care of. Brett Rigsby, our recipient of the Good Neighbor of the Day.
He's a good one.
Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio, WGNS. Congrats to Brett. And a reminder that the Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You can manage your power with the MyMTE app. Yeah, track your energy use, pay your bill, and much more. Download it in the App Store, the MyMTE app. Let's see. Dad joke time.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, marriage is like a deck of cards.
Really?
In the beginning, you need two hearts and a diamond, right?
Yeah.
In the end, you wish you had a club and a spade.
Replay.
I think I did. I thumbed up that. Did you?
Double thumbs up.
And it was an original. It wasn't taken from anybody.
Well, it was taken from this picture of a sign that was hanging in someone's
house. Oh, you didn't tell us that.
No, it's a plaque.
No.
I would hang that in my house.
I mean, as long as he's not saying who it was, and right. it was the sign at Toots and whatever, I still count that as an original.
Yeah.
Because I know you're not writing these jokes.
No, he's not written any of these ever. Yeah. None of them.
It's more when you try to get that extra credibility from an outside source. That's really what it
they
comes
are
down
contributors
to.
I can't help it that it's popular and people want to contribute. You have to kind of say their name because they're helping out the cause.
You just haven't, you know, you did a week where you had original jokes, but you've had nothing but contributors.
Well, you say original, but I didn't originally come up with them. There's research that goes into it. There's work, there's blood, sweat, and tears, and it's gotten to the point where, you know, you get contributors.
But it influences the integrity of the score and the rating, and that's really... You may think that you're the lifeblood of the dad joke and that it's the joke itself, but it's not. The lifeblood of this joke is me and John. It's our rating system.
I can't help it that the judges can't handle the pressure. And they feel like they're bigger than
the job. Are you putting me in this? Mm-hmm. You're putting me in this? You just automatically assumed that, okay.
Well, he invoked your name, not me.
Well,
all I said, John, just to catch you up, all I said was that the scoring and the rating is really what makes the dad joke of the day an interesting segment of the show.
Ooh, wow, I can't believe you said that, but yeah, I agree.
What was that about pride that we talked about a minute ago?
I don't know. I'm surprised you remembered anything we talked about.
Well, it's the time of the show. What have we learned today?
Well, I'll read my list because I know you two didn't keep up with any of it.
I try not to learn if I can avoid it.
Well, let's go to the A student in the class.
Yeah, I talked about Jack Brown's, going to Jack Brown's, and we're going to go to Jeff's next.
We
may just go to all the areas, you know.
Jack Brown's, one of my favorite restaurants in Murfreesboro, I think.
Taylor Swift is engaged. We talked about that.
Yes, and he was very negative towards that fact.
Yeah, I mean, we were happy for the couple, and... Divorce is next. Oh, anyway, we had a great round of random questions as well. So that's all I've got.
It was a good show today. We had fun.
Okay.
Played trivia. My first time playing John's trivia. Yeah.
And Brian actually won a game.
You know, I think we need buzzers. Like where we buzz in.
That might be true. We do have buzzers. We could do that.
We could do like a buzzer and then a steal, you know? Yeah. I think that'd be fun.
It's almost like Jeopardy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I've got a buzzer.
Yeah, you do, but can you get to it as quickly as he can hit one right there with his hand on top of it? Yeah.
Okay, song of the day. This is Johnny Cash had a
no.
hit. 1969 was his last big one, and then this one in 2002.
I hurt myself today.
Comeback artist or comeback songs for artists. And that's going to do it for the Wake Up Crew Wednesday edition. Back tomorrow. We'll see you then for Thursday.
On the pain, the only thing that's real.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. A few showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 86 degrees. Winds variable around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday night, mostly clear, slight chance for more showers and storms, but mainly well after midnight. Lows drop to 64. Then a better chance for showers and storms on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 65.
The Alley was born from a love of food and family. Every meal is fresh made in-house from recipes passed down over steaming pots of perfection. From our hand-cut steaks to the homemade desserts, everything that comes from our kitchen is specially made for the family that sits at our table. Pull up a chair and